The Words I Wish I Said, A Thoughtful Summary, Chapter 1. What's the Words I Wish I Said? The Words I Wish I Said is a poignant and introspective poem by Caitlin Kelly that delves into themes of regret, longing, and the complexity of communication in relationships. While I can't provide the full text of the poem, I can summarize its essence. In this work, Kelly reflects on moments where words that could have conveyed feelings of love, sorrow, and understanding were left unspoken. It captures the emotional weight of those missed opportunities and the longing to express one's true thoughts and feelings in moments of vulnerability. The poem encourages readers to consider the importance of honesty and connection, as well as the pain that can arise from silence. If you're interested in the poem's exploration of these themes, I recommend looking it up for a deeper understanding and to fully appreciate the beauty of Kelly's writing. Chapter 2, The Background of The Words I Wish I Said, The Words I Wish I Said, by Caitlin Kelly, is a contemporary novel that delves into themes of communication, emotional expression, and the complexities of human relationships. While specific details about the book's social context may not be extensively documented, understanding the setting and the author's intentions can provide insight into the work itself. Social context. 1. Contemporary issues. The novel reflects the societal challenges of modern communication. With the rise of social media, many people grapple with how to express their feelings authentically and effectively. Kelly's work often aims to address these contemporary dilemmas, examining how digital interactions can both connect and isolate individuals. 2. Mental health awareness. In recent years, there has been a growing focus on mental health and emotional well-being. This has created an environment where discussing feelings and personal struggles is increasingly normalized. Kelly's characters may reflect this trend, exploring vulnerability and the importance of open dialogue in addressing mental health. 3. Feminism and empowerment. The book may be situated within a broader feminist discourse, empowering women to articulate their thoughts and desires assertively. As issues of autonomy and voice continue to gain prominence, Kelly's narrative may contribute to these discussions by modeling courageous conversations. Author's original intention. 1. Exploring communication. Caitlin Kelly likely intended to explore how the words left unsaid can have a profound impact on relationships. By emphasizing the importance of honest communication, the book may encourage readers to reflect on their own interactions and the potential consequences of silence or miscommunication. 2. Relatable character journeys. Through the protagonist's journey, Kelly may seek to illustrate the universal struggle of finding the right words in difficult situations. By crafting relatable characters, she aims to connect with readers who may share similar experiences of hesitation or regret regarding unexpressed emotions. 3. Encouraging vulnerability. Another aspect of Kelly's intention might be to encourage vulnerability. By portraying characters who confront their fears of expression, the author can inspire readers to embrace their own vulnerabilities and foster deeper connections with others. Conclusion. The Words I Wish I Said resonates within a contemporary framework that values authenticity, mental health advocacy, and effective communication. Caitlin Kelly's work serves not only as a narrative of personal growth, but also as a reflection of societal norms regarding expression and relationship dynamics in an increasingly complex social landscape. Chapter 3, Quotes of The Words I Wish I Said. The Words I Wish I Said quotes as follows. Here are 10 quotes from Caitlin Kelly's book, The Words I Wish I Said. 1. Words have power, and knowing when to use them is an art. 2. In moments of silence, we often hear the loudest truths. 3. Every unspoken word is a chance missed. Every spoken word carries the weight of intention. 4. Regret often stems from the things left unsaid, not from the things we've expressed. 5. The voice inside us can be the hardest to listen to, yet often the most important. 6. To be vulnerable is to be brave, and those words can redefine our connections. 7. When we share our stories, we weave a tapestry of shared humanity and understanding. 8. Authenticity in our words often leads to deeper relationships and stronger bonds. 9. It's in the moments of honesty that we find our greatest strength when we speak our truth. 10. Speak not just to be heard, but to connect, to enlighten, and to express the inexpressible. These quotes encapsulate the essence of communication, vulnerability, and the significance of our words in the context of relationships and personal reflection. Read the Words I Wish I Said summary at Bookie. https://www.bookie.app/book/the-words-i-wish-i-said. Buy the Words I Wish I Said at Amazon. https://www.amazon.com/s?k=i+wish+i+said. Buy the Words I Wish I Said at Kobo. https://www.kobo.com/us/n/search?query=the-words-i-wish-i-said and f/languages=n. Search the Words I Wish I Said at WorldCat. https://search.worldcat.org/n/search?q=the-words-i-wish-i-said and offset=1.